Hi, this is Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Engel. Today's topic is community banks and their importance to the local economy. Over the last 5 years, the story of the American financial sector has been one of volatility. Financial stocks fell 80% between May 2007 and March of 2009, then rose 100% over the next 12 months, then finished 2011 down 30% from its height of April 2010. In 2012 so far, bank stocks are up again, about 15%. And that's only the companies that have succeeded in staying in business. Several major American financial firms have gone bankrupt since 2007, and surely more would have gone under were it not for the bailouts of 2008. But on the local banking scene, by contrast, the story has been one of solidity and consistency. According to the FDIC, 426 banks have failed nationwide since 2007, but only one Massachusetts bank has failed. Not only have local banks not been failing, they have been actively lending. According to FDIC data recently analyzed by the Worcester Business Journal, since 2008, Central Massachusetts banks have increased their small business lending while nationwide small business lending had declined. In the early 1990s, Massachusetts suffered a wave of bank failures. Some believe that this experience made community banks here much more prudent. If so, this would go a long way to explaining why, during the housing bubble of the last decade, so many local banks were content to stay on the sidelines, even at the risk of losing market share to the larger national banks. Although the Massachusetts housing market remains challenged, Massachusetts-based banks are, at present, saddled with far fewer bad loans than the average for banks nationwide. There are many ways to express the importance of community banks and credit unions through a local economy. For purposes of disclosure, I should mention that several local financial institutions support the Research Bureau. Let's begin with the fact that Worcester is a poor community. Poor communities, as a 2010 Mass Inc. report highlighted, tend to attract lots of predatory bottom-feeding financial businesses, such as check cashers and pawn shops. Without competition from local banks as a place for poor people to secure their deposits and borrow money, upward mobility in Worcester and other poor communities would be threatened. Other advantages include local banks' familiarity with local conditions and explicitly community-oriented missions. To some extent, the health of the local financial sector is simply a function of the strength of the local economy. If Worcester does well, then its banks will do well. Traditionally understood, the role of financial services firms is just that, to serve businesses by providing them with access to capital. But local banks' fortunes are somewhat separate from local economic conditions in the sense that they do face unique pressures caused by trends and policies external to Worcester. For instance, the new regulations in the 2010 Dodd-Frank Act only affect Worcester banks and credit unions. Since the beginning of the recession, the Federal Reserve has pursued a policy of pushing down interest rates as far as they can go in order to stimulate demand for loans. Low interest rates are good for borrowers and, in principle, good for lenders, since banks can't make any money if no one wants to borrow from them. But all things being equal, low interest rate environments cut into banks' profit margins, and until fairly recently, loan demand has been low. Also, continuing uncertainty in the Worcester housing market will affect local banks. Even if they themselves are not saddled with foreclosures and bad loans, the negative pressure on the market has been bad for even responsible lenders. So community banks will have to adapt, either through mergers and acquisitions or innovating, just like any other business. And although, quote, financial innovation has acquired a bad name over the last decade, it need not always be so. For example, Commerce Bank, the biggest Worcester-based bank, has developed for itself a niche market in loans to individuals and businesses for small aircrafts and classic cars. This has been Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Engel on AM 830 WCRN.